Hello? Yes?
My name is Jerry. I'm from Opinion Research. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. We're only conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Right. It's only going to take like 5 minutes or so. I appreciate your time. So do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Great. Thanks. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024? I'll read you a list. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I'm not registered to vote.
The second one.
Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Unfortunately, for Biden.
For Biden, okay. With which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, or you're not registered with a party?
Not registered.
Not, okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed, please?
High school.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background, African-American, Black, Asian-American, White Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Okay. What is your age? I can give you a list if you're more comfortable that way.
31.
31, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? The list is taxes, illegal immigration, the environment, crime and public safety, property insurance costs, K-12 education, healthcare, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, or abortion.
Inflation,
okay. If the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for Democratic, or definitely vote for Republican candidate? Probably, or you're just leaning towards each of them?
I guess Republican.
Okay, so you're definitely voting for the Republican candidate, probably voting for Republican, or just leaning towards Republican?
Leaning.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
I don't approve.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
No, I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. We're almost done, so I just want to quickly thank you for your patience. Moving on, I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, starting with Sabina Cobo.
To be honest, I don't even know who that is.
You haven't heard of her?
No.
Okay. Vicky Lopez.
Tampoco.
All right. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Is there a none?
I'm sorry?
Is there no, like none of those? Like undecided,
yeah,
or?
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. But let's say you have to choose today. Which candidate are you leaning towards?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know. They both
suck. Okay. Nope. No problem. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
For none.
Okay. But again, just to follow up, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Sabina Cobo, Democrat, or Vicky Lopez, Republican?
That would be an ignorant vote since I have no idea who they are. The
okay.
Lopez?
Lopez?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just that you're leaning. Okay, no problem. So,
I mean,
right now,
to be honest with you, I don't know who any of those are. So really, it's not even leaning. It's more ignorance than anything.
I understand. Now, moving on, I'm going to ask you just short demographic questions before we finish. Just to be sure, we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. What is your national ancestry, please? Like from which country?
I was born and raised in the United States.
Right. But I think you said you're Hispanic, right? So which country?
Yeah.
From which country do you? Cuban.
Honduran and Cuban.
Oh, Honduran
Most
and Cuban.
Is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both. And Cuban. But you said that you were born and raised in the United States of America, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Both equally?
English.
Mostly.
English speaking home.
Always speaking English?
Yeah, gotcha. Always.
Okay. Born in the United States. That's it. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.